بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الدروس الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا، صل على سيدنا. الحمد لله، we're in the final portion of the month of Ramadan. Tonight being the night of the 21st, and it coincides with the night of Jumu'ah. According to some of our pious predecessors, scholars, they say that if an odd night coincides with the night of Jumu'ah, there's a very big likelihood of it being Laylatul Qadr. And from, only Allah knows best. So we should make the most of this night, because this night is the night of the 21st and it's the night of Jumu'ah. And so make the most of it. Also, since we're in the last Ashara, I was speaking to someone a few days ago. They're normally a person who has a good routine. And this person said to me that, having spoken to other people around them, they felt that for some reason in this Ramadan there was a delay in acquiring the focus that is the month of Ramadan. Of course, there's preparation before the month of Ramadan, but somehow this time round it felt a little different. And the point I'm trying to make is, if there have been any inconsistencies, if there has been a lacking, if there has been any element of our not being in the right frame of mind in engaging with the month of Ramadan, we still have the 10 days. And the value of these 10 days are beyond our comprehension. And then within these 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a very auspicious night, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. This, you heard it so many times, that it's more valuable. It's not as much as 1,000 months, no, no. It's much more than 1,000 months. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word خَيْر, خَيْر implying, meaning, saying, not just, it's not limited to 1,000, but it's beyond 1,000. And what that beyond is, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. One thing is for sure, that be it, that's the reward placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of Laylatul Qadr, which is for us to reap, to benefit from, to gain from, to profit from. However, also the fasting is an ajib act of worship, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is a hadith, a Qudsi, that I am the reward for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say for any other act of worship, not for salah, not for giving zakat, not for hajj, not for recitation of Quran, not for any other act of worship does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I am the reward. Wa ana ajzi bihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the reward. And this is for fasting. And if you think about it logically too, you apply your rationale to it and you think about it, there is an element in every act of worship, may be I'm doing it for somebody else. When we do salah, there is a likelihood that we're thinking somebody is watching me. When we're doing hajj, there's a likelihood somebody is watching me. When we give zakat, there's a likelihood somebody will know I've given so much zakat. So in any act of worship, there is a likelihood, there is a chance, there is an element of there being this element of somebody knows about my act of worship. But in the month of Ramadan, we've all been fasting. We've been looking at each other. We've been talking to each other. When have we ever thought that he is fasting or she is fasting? We haven't. Of course, those people, those individuals who are conscious of their state and the act of worship, they do understand, they realize, and they appreciate, and they say, I'm in a state of fasting, so leave me alone, don't talk to me, don't engage with me, don't backbite in front of me, don't lie in front of me, don't belittle somebody in front of me. Why? Because a person appreciates the fact, but we tend to forget that even being in a state of fast, we tend to forget we're fasting. So you don't have this probability that somebody will look at you and say, oh, look, he's fasting. Nobody. Because fasting, saum, is such an act of worship that it's not seen. Nobody knows about it. Except whom?
Allah.
Except whom?
Allah.
Subhanallah. You've gone to sleep. It's early night. Alhamdulillah. And then next year it'll be even earlier. The year after earlier. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to witness it.
Amen.
So appreciate this night as much as possible to the best of your ability. Stay awake a little bit. Do some recitation of the Quran Kareem. Do some dhikr, and of course, because it is Friday night, Durood Sharif, as much as possible. And do your fajr with jama'at, do your sehri. Even, can you imagine that you eat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you for eating? And we eat, alhamdulillah, and we eat to satisfy not only our... I don't know, do you actually feel hungry at the time of suhoor? Not really. If you are hungry, then you must be exceptionally somebody who digests his food very quickly. From the time we do iftar until sehri, I don't know, who's going to get hungry? Not really. We eat ourselves silly in iftar, and then we eat ourselves silly in sehri. And subhanallah, the brothers in i'tikaf, subhanallah, watch them now, how they will eat. They have the cereals, the biscuits, the cakes, and the toast, and the egg, and the cream, and the croissant. when you are indulging in your sehri to that level, also don't forget your brothers and sisters in Palestine who right now at this moment in time are undergoing the most horrific of atrocities ever committed, and it's being logged in real time. Historically, there has never been anything of that nature. Anything. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is at least make dua for them. Because remember, when you're having your sehri, they don't have a sehri. From iftar to sehri, sehri to iftar, it's the same. They're eating what? Nothing. They're drinking what? Nothing. So at least appreciate the fact that Allah's put so much food in front of you. And, you know, control yourself. And since it is the day of Jumu'ah, remember, obviously in i'tikaf you can't go and do ghusl, so you get ready, do your wudu, put on some itr, do miswak, and so on, and read your surah Kahf. And the brothers in i'tikaf, they have a routine which they need to abide by, they need to follow. And so in the morning, inshallah, you will do Salatul Tasbih. Salatul Tasbih is has been mentioned in the hadith. And it's mentioned that you should do it at least once in a lifetime. But what we say is, in alhamdulillah, Allah has given an opportunity to be in i'tikaf. What are you doing? Then do Salatul Tasbih. And you can do it every day. And this being the day of Jummah, inshallah, do it before, at the time of Ishraq, at the time of Chasht. And inshallah, it will be beneficial. My beloved mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, we really should appreciate the Sahaba. If the Sahaba Kiram hypothetically did not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for clarification, to be taught du'as, to be taught the deen, we would have none of it. It's all through the exceptional qualities the Sahaba had in regards to the adaptation of the deen in their lives and bringing a change, an overnight change to their lives and implementing this deen in their lives. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then taught this dua, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And this is a dua you should read. You should read this dua through the night. As long as you're awake, keep reading it. You go to sleep, you wake up, read it. You go to sleep reading it. Through the day, read it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma innaka afoon. O Allah. Now, some people translate this as forgive. It is an element of forgiveness. But I prefer to use the word pardon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to pardon you, how does He pardon you? He wipes everything away. Nothing remains. It's an absolute forgiveness. It's an absolute forgiveness. And who can do that except
Allah?
Except
Allah.
Except
Allah.
Except
Allah.
Except
Allah.
So say it a few more times.
Allah, 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 Allah.
So that should become embedded into your subconscious now. Who's the most forgiving?
Allah.
Subhanallah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this night, this month, to forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all.
Amen.
So, before I finish, let us all read this dua. Allahumma.
Allahumma
innaka
afuwun
tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma
innaka
afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma
innaka
afuwun tuhibbul afwa
فاعفو
عني امين اللهم امين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا صلى الله تعالى برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.